If you pull it out, it's called a melacha of oikad dovim gedulei. Here also, the behema, the baby is growing in the mother's stomach. You're pulling it out, you oikad dovim gedulei. And Amar Abaya Haiman, the tolish pitmo me unyo de chatzma. The same thing, if you take off this fungus that's growing on unyo, on the rim of the chatzma of kelim. Trashim unyo de chatzma pomim shugodel besvas hadlim mayim. All of you have water inside the kli, on top of the kli, fungus starts to grow there. So if you pull off this fungus on Shabbos, yechayim mishumayka dovim gedulei. Since lemais it's growing there, even though it's not mechul bekaka, still yechayim. But the more akasha b'zayin, mosav avoshia, ha'atolish miyotzus nokav chayim. We know if you pull out of a flower pot that has a hole on the bottom, it's called mechul bekaka, then yechayim. Aber v'sheina nokav potter. But if you pull something growing a leaf, growing from a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom, you're potter. Is the kasha, why you're potter? Why is this worse? Nokud of migdulei. Lamaisa, the leaf is growing now in this flower pot, so pulling off the leaf should be chayiv. And the Gemara, hosam lav hainu revisam. Hoch hainu revisam. Is the ikka way of planting something is attached to the ground. That's the way plants grow. Mele, if it's in a flower pot, the ikka way of growing is with a hole. If it doesn't have a hole, that's not derech harisa. That's not the derech it should be growing. There wouldn't be an isra of oikad dovim migdulei. Mashenking fungus, that's the derech, the way fungus grows. Fungus grows on the kelim. That's derech harisa. That's called oikad dovim migdulei. It has to be something that's normal to grow that way. But to grow things in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, it's not normal. Because normally you grow things on the ground. It's only fungus that grows on top of kelim. So therefore, fungus that grows that way, yechayiv. But in the flower pot, not the derech, you do like, you put it. So Drashi, lav hain revisa, they in derech zriya shom. It's not a derech to grow there in a flower pot. Avul elu, shomru, hu ikid gedulon. But fungus and the kishusa, that's the way it grows. And who are then a baby in the mother's stomach? That's where the baby's supposed to grow. So if you ikid dove, migedulai, yechayiv on shabbos. Daf Kuf Ches Chayiv Yoif. The Mishnah says in Chayiv Yoif that you could capture them Yechayiv, and who are din Chavol if you chayvul them also Yechayiv. Omer Afuna Koisvin Tfilin Agabi Or Shal Oif Tor. You could write a tfilin on the skin of a knife, a bird. Lav Daskin Eat Parchment from an animal. Be from a bird also. Abi it's an oiftor, something you're allowed to eat. Omer Rab Yosef, my kamashman, what's your chiddush? The Islayor, you want to tell me that bird's skin is also considered skin? I would think it's not called or, it's not called the cloth. Kamashman it is. Tanina, we learned already. It says now Mishnah, Hachoyvu ben chayiv. We make a chavola on Shabbos in the bird, you chayiv. And the hezbo was, since it has skin, so when the blood comes up to the top of the skin, it's called the chavolo. We say the blood left the circulation. Why didn't it leave the body? Because the skin stopped it. But if it wouldn't have skin, you'd be potter then. So the Mishnah says already that birds have skin to it. So Pshiti could write a tefillin on it, or a sefer Torah on it. So it's got Malay Abaya, Tuba Kamashma. No, there's a big chiddush here. The imam asked this, and from our mission alone, have a mina kivon the izbe nikve, since it has holes in the skin of a bird, much where the feathers were. When you pull off the feathers, there's little holes in the skin. As I would think, it's not kosher to write tefillin on kamash malon. Still, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? If you have a cloth that has holes in it, it's posel. Could the army my rov, like learned in Eretz Yisrael, kol nekev shad yoye verus alav eino nekev. Nagel aloch, if you have a parchment, and there's a hole in the parchment. So before you go to write the oysters, if the hole is so small that when you put the pen over it, the ink like clogs up the hole, you don't see the hole, it's kosher. Mashenk, if the hole is bigger, that after the ink goes over it, either the pen can't go into it or else the hole is nicker, then the ice is possible. So here by oifis, the holes are so small that the pen goes through it, the ink goes over it, and it's not nicker anymore, the holes. So drashi nikve nikve, mokke moishav noitzu, the place where the feathers were on the skin of the bird, there's little holes. Le nichtav rachmon oma uchsavtum ksivatoma, I would think you have to have a pure ksivum. Shleima v'leim of sekis, no hefse, can't have any cracks in the oisios. See, here you have a hole, it's called a crack. The Torah says, no, since the hole is so small, and the dioi, the ink, covers it up, it's kosher. Meisvei, Reb Zeira. Pasuk says, bichnofov, lahach shir es or. The locha by a korban zatrashi bechnafav goes on boil asoif. A korban oila, that's what with a by a bird oila asoif. Mishtoi she yisiano boid knafav boy. You should rip it in half when the feathers, the wing is still on it. O maktir knafav, and you burn the wings, the feathers. Kol kantfei guf, all the feathers of the guf. You have noitzahu hadaka. Feathers is called mamish, the very thin feathers. Shehi babosa kimin sema, grows on top of the meat like wool grows. Shein lo shroshim koshim, doesn't have any hard part to the feathers, very little. So idashin apostle b'chnofav, you're supposed to burn it when the skin like is still on top of the, is still attached to the oif. So what are we dashing here? Lahach shires or, that even the skin also you could burn. Drash lahach shires or, lemat limdcho akosiv shein etzorech hefshit. You don't have to take the skin off the animal like a behemoth, like other behemoth. She possible is or is by a behemoth. You're not allowed to burn the skin, even though a korban oila, the whole thing is burnt. Everything except for the skin. First, you have to take off skin the animal. The skin goes to the kohanim, and the rest of the meat is burnt. By oilas oif, if you have a bird, then you're allowed to burn the skin. Now, these sakotaytich orhu, if you're going to tell me that the skin of the bird has a din skin to it, that you're allowed to light tefillin on it, of the hechi marble krua, how could the Torah say you're allowed to burn it? The Chura, you see, by Ulus Behema, you can't burn the skin. It's only the meat you're allowed to burn. So Poshup Shat is, since you see you're allowed to burn the skin of the bird, it's a raya, the skin's bird doesn't have, the bird, the skin of the bird doesn't have a shame skin. And Gemara, Amalai Abaye Nain, Oru, it's not a cold skin. That's why it's kosher to write film on it. Now, Rachman Rabia, it's no kosher. That's the Xeros of Kosovia. Bichnafav, that's the Chiddush. That even though by a behema you don't burn the skin, but by a bird you're allowed to burn the skin. Even though it is cold skin, that's good for the Chiddush Akru. Vaidika di Amri, Omer Abzeira. Afana Naimitnina. I'll also bring your raya that the skin of a bird is considered orus, considered skin. The posik says bichnofov, an extra posik that you could burn the wing. Larabbi says or you could even burn the wing when it has its skin on it. Now an extra posik. Iyam bishleim or who, if you tell me it's considered or has a din skin to it, hainu the yisra kral reveal. That's why I need a posik to tell me that it's mutter. Mashba, without the posik, I would think you're not allowed to burn the skin of a bird. Why not? Because the skin is called skin. That's why I need a pasuk now to tell me it's mutter. Eliyam with lav oru, but if you tell me no, in svara, this skin of a bird doesn't have a shame skin, it's called like the meat, amay yitzvah krol ravuya. Why do I have to have a pasuk that it's mutter? Pshitu it's mutter, why not? At gemara, omalei abaya, liyele meimloch, that's no raya. Hatay lav oru. Hatay really the skin of the bird is not considered skin. The yitzvah, still I need a pasuk. Vasalko daitech aminach. Kivon diyispe pirtsi, pirtsi moyis. Even though the skin of the bird doesn't have a thin skin, still I would think you're not supposed to burn it on the mizbeach. Because since it has holes, like where the feathers went through, it's moist, it's not so nice, I would think you shouldn't burn it. Kamashmul, and still you're allowed to burn it. So there's no raya that in Svara the skin is cold skin. Maybe the skin of the bird is not cold skin. And maybe it should be possible to write a sefer to try its film on it. No, why is the posik? Why need a posik for you allowed to burn it? Because otherwise it's meis, it's not nice. I would think you shouldn't burn it. Al gabi hamizbeach, kamashmon, still you're allowed to burn it. Al gabi hamizbeach. Trashi pirtzi, haino nikve, it has a lot of holes in it. So I would think it's not nice to put this on the mizbeach. Kamashmon, you're allowed to. So I call upon him, that's why you need first Rav Huna's chiddush. That Rav Huna's mechadish tells us a chiddush that you should know you're allowed to write tefillin on the or from a oif, from a bird. By the boy minay ma bray the ravino v'rav Nachman v'rav Yitzchok ma licht of tefillin agabi or shol doctor. What about to take a fish, take a flounder fish, and take its skin and write tefillin on the skin of fish? What about that? Is that called or not? So to omalei im yovi eliyov v'yomer. Let's wait for eliyov and Novi, he'll tell us halacha. So tomorrow ma im yovi eliyov. What do you mean to say wait for eliyov v'yomer? Like what's your suffix? What do you have to wait for eliyov for? Drashi Mayim Yovel Yovel Yomer Hetev Yisser Ain Toli Boy Tolei Bashmaimi. Like Rashban is the Kasher of the Monashach. You don't wait for Eliyahu Novi to tell you halacha. Loi Bashmaimi. Eliyahu Novi can't tell you halachas. Halachas we have to know ourselves. We have the Torah now. We have to dash from Torah and learn halachas ourselves. Loi Bashmaimi. Ay, what's Alamol if Shatn Eliyahu Novi comes, Tishbi, we'll wait for him to tell us? He'll tell us the Metzias. A lot of times we don't know the Metzias. You have a suffix. What's the Metzias, Adavram? He'll tell us all the Metzias and exactly what is the fact. But to tell you the halacha, that we kill my fellow Eliyahu HaNavi, we have to know it ourselves. So that's the Gemara's kasha. What's going to be better with Eliyahu HaNavi? We're not going to listen to him anyway if we don't know the halacha now. It's like Bashamayimi. Zokter. Ilaima, Mayim Yav Eliyahu Yema. Ilaima, in other words, what's your sophic halacha? Idi Isleor, Idi Lesleor, Ho Chazin of Isleor. I mean, you can't have Tama sophic if there is skin or not. We don't have to wait for Eliyahu. I can tell you that also. That it has skin, so what's your sophic? Vioid, Vyatanan, there's a Mishnah in Kalem about that. At Somes Hadag, the bones of a fish. The oiroi and its skin is matzilim biyol ha-mace. If you have a mace and you want to put an oil on top of a cover on top of the mace to stop the tumor from going up, the halacha is if the oil itself is a substance that's not makabel tumor, that's called a mafsik. You have a mace in the bottom, you put an oil on top so the tumor doesn't go up. On top of the oil, it's mutter. What do you need to make an oil? Something that's not makabel tumor. So it says if you make the oil from the atzomis or the ore of a fish, that's not makabel tumah, it's matzil. Matzil and b'yol hames. So you see, it's called skin. If it wouldn't be called skin, stam, the meat of the fish could be makabel tumah. It's only the skin that's not makabel tumah. So you see, claw, the skin of a fish is called skin. So what's your suffix then? Rashi v'tanan, atzomas adag v'yorim matzil and b'yol hames. The fish shem makabel tumah, because they're not makabel tumah. K'detan of teros kanim. Or, yochol oirois shebiyam v'yatzomas adag. Nami, this would that I would think it's makabel tumah. The kli etzem, the makabelim tumah. We don't to kli etzem. Nikol ma'is izim yafin in law. Lovi dov rabom and izim. Min akanaim not lofen. Avo dogim loy. But kale makan out of fish is not makabel tumah. So how do you make a kli out of fish? Out of the meat, you don't make no kalim. You only make the kalim either out of the bones of the fish or out of the skin of the fish. So these two substances are not makabel tumah. The whole shein of makabel tumah in the loch of chaytzim of neyatumah. Or mishne zuv and mesech the kelim. Mele, if it's not makabel tumah and you put it as an oil on top of the mace, it stops the tumah from going up. So you see, claw, the skin of fish is called skin. So what's your suffix then? Elo, im yovi eliyo v'yoymoi poske zuam o minei oiloi poske zuam minei. That's the shailam. Avadin din is called skin. But maybe it's a mis of skin that has zuam or has vashtunkin, has mis. It's like it stinks. So maybe we don't know if the stink went away from the skin or not. The mice, when you smell a fish, it smells. When you smell the skin, it smells. So the shaila is that much smelling or shter to hilchos tefillin or not? So telling the metzias how much smell is no good. So that passed away for Eliyahu HaNavi. He'll tell us if that smell is called smell or not. Rashi. Right. Shmuel zot ma'amaisa. Shmuel v'karno have a yas v'yaguda de nahar malka. Shmuel and Karno were both sitting near the bridge on the river of Malka. Aguda de nahar malka. Chazin ulamaya de kodoli v'yakiri. They saw the water of the river or the ocean was dolly coming up, big waves. V'yakiri, a little bit black, a little bit dirty water. Trashit davidoli gileya magvim. The waves were coming up a little bit. And it was a little bit dirty. Omale Shmuel Karna, so Shmuel told Karna, you know why this is happening now? While Gavra Rabbi calls him Arova, there's a Choshev Yid coming in the ship now from Eretz Yisrael. The Chayish Bemeye, and he has stomach problems. Because he has to go. The Kodoli Maya Le Kabule Yape Kame, and the water now is coming up to be Makabu upon him for him. So what does it mean, Le Kabu upon him? So Drashi La Kabule Yape, Lasis Mechitza Soviv. The water is coming up now to make a mechitz around the ship. Kishunifna, because he has stomach problems, he has to go make. So kishunifna al doifnim on the sides of the ship has finished la yira giluyav, that nobody should see him. Or in yinachli cannot la kaneach, or else the water went up to wipe him. But go upon him, that's why the water came up now. Trashiv akiri, inyin tsar, mishum tsaroi, akiri loshin, the water now is a little dirty, like the water has tsar. To show the same way this big Talmud Chacham also has tsar. Shafu Okur, Vnesh Lahoya Ruach Manashevis, Vruah Mayim, Nasin Galam, Haven, Shilakabad Adam Godalhu. The Rashi says the reason why they knew this happened was it was a nice calm day, and there's no reason for the wind, for the waves to come. Elamai, because of the tzaddik, the waves were coming up. That's what Shmuel told the Karna. So Maisa was Zil, so one told to the other, Shmuel told Karna, Zil Toyele Kankana, let's go smell his barrel. In other words, let's go ask him Shalom, the Talmud Chacham, to see if he knows anything. Let's see how much of a Talmud Chacham he is. Drashi Teyah means Harech Bebek Kekana, will smell his barrel. Im Yayinu, Oy Hechmitz. What does that mean? Kemoy Bas Teyah, the Yomeg Abiyah Nesek. Kloimer. But Ku Im Chochemu Im Lav. Let's go be Boydikim, we'll ask him Shalaz Alocha, see if this person that's coming is really Tam Chochem or not. So they ask him, Ozil Ashkech Hele Rav. They came and found out who was the Tam Chochem on the ship coming. It was Rav. Omalei, Sakarna told to Rav. Minayin shen koisfin tefillin el agabi or behemah Torah. How do you know if you only write tefillin on the skin of a behemah Torah? Torah means it's an animal that if you shecht it, you're allowed to eat it. Lafuki, a pig, or other animals that you can't eat, you're not allowed to write tefillin. How do you know this halacha? Or Malay, the answer in the back, Rav answer back, you see, the Pasuk says, Leman tiyu Torah Hashem beficha. That tefillin should be in your mouth. What does it mean tefillin should be in your mouth? It means to tell us you could only write film on such an on such a skin that came from an animal that you're allowed to eat that animal. Mashenkin, a pig, you're not allowed to eat. You can't write film on its skin. Vaita, they ask him another shayla. We'll soon see. That's also mutta. We'll soon see. Minayin ledam shu'odim. He asked him another shayla. How do you know that blood is red? Is the answer in the back? Shenema, the pasuk says, Vayiru moyev. Mineged asamayim, Moiv saw on back of the water, Adoimim kedam, they saw the water turned red like blood. So kids say, from here, this posik, I know that blood is red. It's all about Musa say, the Khurat says, Shalom, what was the Shalom? Everybody knows, you look at blood, you see it's red. And what we see is not emes. Could be. You only know emes what the Torah says. Even to know such a fact, that the, that blood is red, is what says a posik in Novi. That's how they knew it. So not for the psukim, you would know it. They asked Rabbi Chanan Basman also, how do you know such thing as day and night? He said, because the Pasuk says, Vayera Vayiboyke, that's how I know it. If not for the Pasuk that said, I wouldn't know it. We see it night and dark. It's not Much, everything we see is Emes. And what we can make a mistake while we see. It's a Santa Gemaria. Like, how do you know it's red? Because the Pasuk says it's red. So Drashi, Minayin Ladam Shu Odom Drashi, the Gabi Nido Dam Ksiv, by Nido, the Torah says Dam. Utanan, and we learned the Masechta Nida, hey damim temayim, isha. There are five different colors of dam that come out of the isha that's from Metamah. The kula mishum the marayim aduma. And all of them is because it looks red. So we see from the Gemara there that red is the color of blood. So now the Kasher is, how do you know that? How do you know the color of blood is red? Afagav the shocher tonabu, even though there we say if something comes out black, it's also tamay. I'm meaning shocher edemu, really black is called red. Elishalokah. Just the redness got hit, it got ruined or got something, it turned into black. Really black comes from red. So he answered him, it says in the poster that the blood is red. How do you know the Torah gave a mitzvah mila? It means on the mokum erva where we make the mila, maybe it means someplace else. So he answered him back, Nema karno losi. It says here by mila, you should be about your losi. But Nema lahalon or losi. It says another poster called losi, it's a drashi natiya. By planting. You're not allowed to plant Orla is awesome. Malhalan Dova Shaisa Pri. Just like Ba'orla. What's awesome by Orla? You can't plant trees that give off fruit. The fruit is awesome the first 3 years. Is Afkan Dova Shaisa Pri. Here also talking about the Aver that makes the Pri. Mezera comes out of the Aver. That's the Mukum you have to make the Bris Mila. Ema Liboy. So you ask Rav Akasha, but maybe it means the heart? Maybe you have to make the meal in your heart. Chvesha, make an open heart surgery. Maybe the pasuk says, "O maltem es ol lavavchem." So you see, ol goes upon the lab. So maybe a meal has to mean you have to cut the heart. Ema oznay. Maybe it even means the nose. The ears. Om oznay the ears. The yisiv hine orlo oznam. It says the ears were like orlo. They had forstopped the ears. They couldn't hear. So Rav gave a teretz. Donin orlo soy tomo me orlo soy tomo. Both these two places, it says Allah says who we're talking about. It says Allah saw your Allah and your Allah. The Yendoran Allah saw Tama that it says by Milah, may Allah's Ashayna Tama. The other passage that says Tam Allah doesn't say which Allah. So you're killing out one from the other. Trashi Tama means Biyos Yaser Allah Soy. Tama means the exact same words. It says Allah saw by Milah, and it says Allah saw by the mitzvah Allah, not teach the parents the first 3 years. The Yendoran Allah saw me Allah. The Ainzu Amira Tomon, Shenwa Furish Patecha Teva Orlasma. Doesn't say what all in the other Pasukim. So only where it says Orlasoi and Orlasoi, we learn out one from the other. So the kids said Rav passed the test, and Rav was able to answer back all the Shailas. Omalei, now Rav says a little bit angry at them. Thus, that was I first come, you give me a Bechina. I didn't come to take a Feher, I didn't come to be a Rebbe. Why come you gave me a Feher? Omalei, Mashimechas, Rav, ask him, what's your name? Karna, he said, my name is Karna. Omalei, Rav told him back, hey, Rav, what the topic le Karna v'yene, that the horn should come out of your eyes. It's come out of your forehead. That was a bracha he gave him. Shrashi, Tepa, Karna v'yene, Haven, Boy, Shalom, Seisebo. Because Rav understood they came to give me a bechina. He didn't like that. So I gave him back, a horn should come out of your head. Lisoif Aile Shmuel Abaisit. At the end, what happened? Shmuel took Rav to his home. Took him home? He took him to his house to sleep at night. What did he do? Ochle Nahamad Asari. Even though Shmuel knew he had stomach problems, Sakura shouldn't eat too much, still he gave him bread. Which type of bread? The worst bread. He gave him barley bread. Nahamad Asari. Vekisa Dahasna. Gishmaka herring he gave him. It's also very bitter for stomach. Vyashka Shikram. And he gave him beer to drink. And he didn't show him the Beis HaKisei. Now, as all these things make you go, and he didn't show him the Beis HaKisei. And kihecha de l'shtalshli, because then he should have to go and not go. So what did he do it for? Rashi said he did it for a fool for him. Said Rashi, oichla nama desari, kidei l'shalshol de roifo yishmul. Shmuel was a doctor. So Shmuel knew that what is good for him to have to go. V'loi l'ach v'lei Beis HaKisei, shemeteich kach, since he didn't show him where he has, where the Beis HaKisei is, and he has to go, is mishapech or mizvalvel hazevel v'meyo. He's inside, that will jump up and down in his stomach, or mizmege kula, and the whole thing will get, he'll get all out of his system, and that's the way he's going to clean him out. So Shmuel knows this is the way to clean him out. So the kopanim, he had sadar Rav. So the maisa was, liet Rav gave him a klola. V'yoma manda mitzaron, leluk milei b'ni. Whoever's mitzayim, me shouldn't have any children. V'chein have it. As long as Gemara Meister, Mashmah Shmuel didn't have any children. Right? Kitanoi. A kol parav zot gemara. Our mashayli has an achlokas tanoim. Minayin l'milah sheboisamokim. How do we know taka that bris milah is boisamokim? The way we make it. Ne'makan olosoi, like Rav answered. But ne'malahalon olosoi, malahalon davar shoyse pri. Just like Ba'ol is talking about a tree that gives off fruit. So Adin Afkan Davar Shoyse Pri. Talking about by the man, where does he have a zera that gives off fruit, gives off children? That's by Oisei Eiver. Divrei Rabbi Yashia, Zaydashin Rabbi Yashia. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Ein Tzorach, I don't have to learn out from here. Harei Oimer, the Pasuk says, the Oral Zohar, Asher Lo Yimol Es Besaro Losoi. That says the Mila is only by a Zohar. What's that? It's by a Zohar, not by Nekeva. Elamai, it means Mokam Shenika by Zachos Nekevas. It means the mokum, we can tell the difference where the person, the kid, is a zachar on a cave, that's b'yosei mokum. So for the Gufa Pasek, I know the bris milah has to be b'yosei mokum. Tana Rabbonin. Kais v'n tefillin agabe or behema toira. V'agabe or chaya toira. V'agabe or nevelas utrefa shalhem. He's loved after they have to shech the animal, even if they died by themselves or in the veil of the treifa, still, the or it's mutter to use for tefillin. We'll soon see why. Abi, it's a min that it's shaykh to eat the animal, on such a min, the Torah said the skin is kosher for tefillin. V'nichrois b'sairon. The lachmi is supposed to wrap around the parshias themselves before you put them into the batim. You're supposed to wrap them around b'sairon with the hair from the animal. V'nitfaras begidim. And they tie up the batim with the veins. That's called gidim. That's what they tie him up with. Trashiv nichrasu higeris. He's the parshias themselves in the sharosh. All four parshias. When you roll them up, then you're supposed to wrap it around with hair. And then when you sew up the batim, you don't sew it up with stam with thread. And you have to use gidim. Trashi besiron shel elu. The hair of these animals. Then you put the parshas into the bottom of the tefillin. And you tie them, begid them with the veins of the animal. That the tefillin should be, the parshas should be wrapped around with the skin. And it should be sewn up, the tefillin themselves, with the veins. But from pig skin, you can't write tefillin. Loy agabi or chayet tmeya. V'en etzorach loymo agabi or nevelo treifa shlem. Avada, the treifa and nevelo of a pig is awesome. V'en echroach and besirud, you can't use pig hair. V'en etzoras begidim, and you can't sew with the veins from pigs. V'zu shilo shol b'isusay echo desu b'yishu agarsi. the Yester Shatim Shua Garsi, me nine Shen Christman Tfilin, Al Or Behemoth Timea. How do you know this Chilik? The Gafat is still cloth, it's still parchment. Why can't I write Tfilin on pigskin? The Postic says, Laman Tiyo Teres Hashem Beficham. Midover Hamutta Beficham. It has to be parchment that it's mutta teeth, the animal where the skin came from. How could you write film from the skin, even though it was a cow, but if it died by itself, it's a nevela, how could you use the skin for tefillin? You're not allowed to eat this behemoth, it's a nevela. How could you write it on it? I'll give you a svara, a mashal why it's mutter. Lishnei bnei yodim, shenishchai bar riga. Two people had a din misa, they're supposed to be a verdict, supposed to be killed. Lamalchus, the melech gave a verdict, they're supposed to be killed. Echad horgu melech, one the melech himself kills. The echad horgu is palitur. And one of them, his second-hand man, the shooter, shot the person. Ezel man meshubach, which person is the more choshva person? Like l'chur have yoyim, is there shorgu melech. The one that the melech himself went to kill, the pshat was he was a choshva person, the melech had to kill him himself. Mashenkin, the other one is Joe, the shmo, killed him. So Tzarai Yabazoi, the Melech does something that's a Chosh Vazach. There also is Melech Elamayato. Is a Meshubach Abiyayim is there Shogu Melech. Elamayato. So who has more me to say? On the Vela, what's in the Vela? The Vela means it dies by itself. If it dies by itself, who killed the animal? Hashem killed the animal. So ma duch an animal that we shecht. You're allowed to use the skin to write fill in. Savad, an animal that dies by itself. What do you mean dies by itself? The Eibishter killed him. Savad, you're allowed to use the skin to write fill in on. Fedmur, that's not a good svar. Lamayato, yoichlu. Harbizay, that should be a svar even to eat it. Madich, you're allowed to eat an animal that we shech, that we killed. Avad, you should be allowed to eat an animal that Hashem killed. If that's such a svar. Omro, that's not shver. The svar is a good svar, but the Pasuk says not like that. The Pasuk says, Lo toichlu kol nevelos. And you want to say, eat it. Omalei kolos, that you said, Rashi Meshubach tamze. You said a good time. No, it's to be matah, bachilo, there's a gzeras hakos, if you can't eat it. You can only eat something that you made a shchita on. If you didn't make a shchita, you can't eat the meat. But our kol ponim tefillin is not totally in shchita. Totally as you want to use this skin. Now, since the animal is such an animal that when it was alive, you couldn't have made a shchita, that's a min kosher that you could use it for tefillin. Ayla Maise died by itself. Stam dying by itself was a svara. The Eibishter killed it. So that's a better thing. So once you see that even if it dies by itself, it's mutter, huadin, and any type of an animal that's kosher, you're allowed to use. Metoyez Yechtekasha, it's only good if it dies by itself. What about if you shoot the animal? If you shoot the animal, that's two chesroinis. If you shoot the animal, Ashton is not Hashem that killed it, we killed it. And it has no head to shechita. So if we shoot the animal, the answer should be us. The old Gemara's svar is that if the Hashem kills it, it's a chosher of a thing. But that's only if Hashem dies by itself, not if we shoot it. But Tzai says, but once you see in one case that where Hashem kills it, it's mutter, so you see it's a svar, you don't have to have head to shechita. So once you don't need a head to shechita, any type of skin is mutter. I'd be the animal, when it was alive, could have had a head to shechita on it. So the Mishnah. You can't make salt water on Shabbos. But the shaila of making salt water is, it looks like usually you make salt water to preserve the pickles. Amol, they didn't have refrigerators. Amol was shchich, you want to preserve either meat or vegetables, use the salt in a lot. And by salting it a lot, it would stay a long time. So that's called a maika tikkun. You'd be mistaken oichlin. Even though midiraisa we had ain't tikkun to oichlin, but midirabon na kofonim is also to be mistaken oichlin. So you're not allowed to make a lot. Hilmi means a lot of salt water. Because it looks like you want to pickle cucumbers and make big pickles. And that's also to do on Shabbos. You can't make pickles on Shabbos. But the doy midirabon is also to a zachar tikkun oichlin. But you are allowed to make salt water. What does it mean?